Gene Ernst from Orphan Grain Train, Indiana. Hi, Gene. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome.
We have some great news for everybody because you have a way to be helping those in Jamaica. Tell us about it.
Okay. Orphan Grain Train in Norfolk, which is our headquarters, has been sending help down there to Jamaica. They've transported a desalinization plant down, which will provide 4,200 gallons of clean, pure water for those folks who have been devastated with the hurricane.
Yeah, and explain a little bit what that is.
That's taking seawater and running it through this system and making it drinkable water.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So there's a lot of help there. And then they have connected with this group called Mission Mules, which provides mules that will pack supplies into the mountains or into the areas where...
Actual animals.
Animals that will traverse over places that cars cannot go, vehicles cannot travel. And so they're down there working with them, bringing in supplies, and then they're hauling them out and transporting them out to different places.
So you guys have hooked up with this Mission Mules organization, and tell us how we can help with that, and is there anything else that you're doing with them?
With supporting them, we here in Indiana, Orphan Grain Train Jonesville, decided that we just don't have the facilities or the capabilities of sending stuff down there.
You don't have any mules.
We don't have any mules, and we don't have any transport planes, but we do have the ability to send some money support out to Orphan Grain Train Norfolk to help them with their relief efforts. So our branch here has designated $20,000 to help them out with that program. And in the process, we're just opening ourselves up to anybody that wants to support that mission can connect with us through our website, ogt.org. Click on locations and go to Indiana, and there's a donate button there. And those funds will be transferred immediately to Norfolk,
they
Nebraska.
They need to market for Jamaica, and then it'll be transported.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of how we've gotten involved with them. We worked with them before when they went into North Carolina after that hurricane mess. Mm-hmm. And the Mission Mules was the first time that we worked with them down there. And I say we, I meant OGT.
Orphan Grain Train.
International. Yeah, that was the first time. And then they had an older mule, which OGT provided a new mule for them.
Awesome.
And then bought two motorized Kawasaki mules,
yes,
which was really cool. And everybody thought that was the neatest thing.
Well,
and
yeah,
the animals and the Kawasakis are down in Jamaica now?
That's my understanding. I know the four-legged ones are. I don't know about the four-wheeled ones.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's awesome. So you can be able to send support to Jamaica through a local organization of Orphan Grain Train Indiana. And so, Gene, anything else that you would like people to know about what's going on with Orphan Grain Train?
Well, we just sent a load to Ukraine in September. We sent a load down to our mission down on the border in Quamado, Texas. We sent a bunch of stuff down to southeastern Kentucky in September. So it was kind of busy.
Yeah, very busy. Man, you guys are always doing something to help, and that's what I appreciate about OGT. So if you want some more information, ogt.org, and then click on locations in Indiana. You can also find them under our partners page at thebridgefm.org. But Gene Ernst, thank you so much for coming in and telling us what Orphan Grain Train is up to with the Hurricane Melissa relief.
Thank you for having me, and I hope that word gets out big time.
Find out more about Hurricane Melissa relief at our website, thebridgefm.org.